The House State Affairs Committee will please come to order. It's now 5 minutes after eight. I'd like to welcome to our committee Representative Peterson, Representative Wilson, Representative Gatto, Representative Johnson, and Representative Seaton is excused today for very good and very pleasant reason. And today we have House Bill 3 before us, requirements for a driver's license and identification card. And we have two people in the audience here ready to testify for us, including my staffer. Well, we have Whitney Brewster with the DMV, and we have Kevin Brooks with the Department of Administration. Do we have anybody online at all? What's that?
Carrie Hennings with DMV.
Okay, great. Okay, with that, Mr. Moffitt, would you please come forward, identify yourself, and introduce us to this bill. And this bill is
HB 3.
Again, is HB 3.
For the record, my name is Dirk Moffitt, staff for Representative Bob Lynn. Honorable Chair and members of State Affairs Committee, I'd like to thank you for hearing HB 3. This bill basically does two things. It requires a person to show basic documentary evidence that they are that they have legal presence in Alaska and that they are who they say they are. And number two, it makes the license expire when that person's legal presence expires. We believe that if you don't have a legal right to walk down the street, you shouldn't have a legal right to drive down that same street. If you're a present Alaska driver's license ID holder, you will when you go to get your driver's license, you won't have to show proof that you are who you say you are, unless your driver's license expires past 90 days, or you get a DUI and your license revoked was somewhere along the lines. Then you'll have to go through the same process as somebody who was coming from the lower 48. They would have to show that they are who they say they are, and their license would expire just like anybody else's, 5 years, unless they were here legally and it was 2 years, their license would expire in 2 years. So it flex according to their legal presence, and that would be their visa or any document that shows that they're here in the United States legally. Why we believe you should vote for this bill? Well, if you believe that illegal aliens should have a driver's license, and this bill is not for you. If you believe that Alaska driver's license shouldn't be proof that you are who you say you are, this bill is not for you. But if you believe, as we do, that legal presence in the United States should be required in order to have a driver's license in Alaska, and that our state driver's license and ID card should be proof that you are here, or that you are who you say you are, and that you are here legally, then HB 3 is for you, and I would ask that you, I would respectfully ask that you please vote for HB 3.
Thank you very much. Any questions? What I might suggest is we hear from the DMV and then ask questions after that, if that's okay with the committee. Ms. Brewster, would you come forward?
Good morning. For the record, my name is Whitney Brewster, Director of the Division of Motor Vehicles. The bill that you have before you, HB 3, is supported by the DMV. Currently, the DMV, if someone walks in the doors of the DMV and presents a visa that may expire in two days, under current state law, we are required to issue them a license for 5 years. That's just the way that the law is currently written. Under this bill, we would expire the license or ID card with the length of their legal presence. And so Alaska is one of six states that does not have legal presence. The others are Washington, Maine, Illinois, Maryland, and New Mexico. So the majority, 44 of our states, have gone legal presence. We are just one of few that are not, haven't yet gotten there. There is a $15,000 fiscal note that would take care of programming and the DMV's current system. that would allow us the flexibility to change that expiration date within our system. So if it expires in a year, we could expire the license in a year instead of that hard-coded 5 years. And I'm happy to answer any questions.
Okay. Mayor Renegado.
Thanks, Mr. Chair. I'd put my name on the bill. I think it's a good bill, but I just had an experience several years ago of having an exchange student live in my home for a year. She had a valid visa, and she got a driver's license while she was here. Under the current rules, when she got her driver's license, it would expire on the date her visa expired, and all she was doing was going back to Norway. And she was so thrilled that she had this USA driver's license because we have reciprocity. And I just want to verify, that would end, wouldn't it?
Through the chair, Representative Gatto, yes, the person's, if the visa expired, the license would expire with that, unless there was an extension on that visa, and then we could extend the license further.
Thank you. Any other questions from the committee? Mr. Banks, anything you'd like to add?
Mr. Chairman, no, I think it's been covered.
Okay, and we have in Anchorage, Carrie Hennings with the DMV. Anything you'd like to add?
No, sir.
Okay, but thank you for being available. If there's no other questions, I'll entertain a motion unless you have one.
I do have a question. Do we notify people when their driver's license expires, or are we just dependent on their little thing on the bottom?
Through the chair, Representative Johnson, we depend on the license itself to tell them when their license expires.
Mr. Chairman, if can I follow up? Would a carry concealed permit be considered a form of state ID?
Through the chair, Representative Johnson, that would be considered a secondary document that that we could use for identification. It would not serve as a primary document.
And the reason on section one,
I didn't hear what document you said.
Carry concealed permit.
Concealed carry.
Is that amends in section one? It amends providing five. Expiration for most identification cards. Do you know if that's included in that or not? I mean, and I haven't looked at the statute to see if that's.
Through the chair, Representative Johnson, could you repeat the question?
Is the carry concealed permit one of those extended to 5 years? I think it's 5 years now, but is that one that would. I'll tell you what I'm getting at. There is no way. My driver's license I look at every time I cash a check on a regular basis, I know when it expires on my birthday. I have no idea when my carry concealed permit expires. And if it expires, I've got to go back and retake the test, spend the money, and I'm looking for some way, if there is a notification way that we could do it or include it on the driver's license or have them expire at the same time. And this may not be the proper vehicle for that, but I'm kind of looking for a way to fix that aspect of it so that people don't have to go back and take the test, retake the class, spend the $200 or $300 on their carry concealed permit. Even though we don't need one now, there are people that still do have them. So this may not be the place for it, but it is somewhere I want to go at some point, Mr. Chairman.
When you're ready to go there, I'll certainly support that.
Thank you. This is probably not the place in. Thank you.
Representative Peterson and then Representative Wilson.
Thanks, Mr. Chairman. I thought there had been a House joint resolution passed last year that said that the state of Alaska wasn't going to go after the Federal ID Act, I believe it was called, and so aren't we kind of going against that previous resolution?
Through the chair, Representative Peterson, there were two bills that passed last year, HJR 19, sponsored by Representative Coghill, and SB 202, which was Senator Wilikowski's anti-real ID bill. And both passed. The DMV has not moved forward in any way with the Real ID Act, with implementation of that in our state. We got the message loud and clear. Nor have we used state funds or federal funds towards moving that direction. It is important to note that legal presence was out there as a policy issue well before Real ID was even in anyone's minds. It's also important to know that there are many states who are anti-Real ID that do have legal presence. So I consider them two separate policy issues.
Yeah, I'd like to recognize Representative Grunenberg has arrived. Representative Wilson. Representative Gunham.
Thank you again, Mr. Chair. It doesn't apply to us, but I just think it's important for you as the DMV director to know. I was in Southern California and visited, I think, an avocado farm, three different farms. One was a nursery, and one was a cut flower. They rely 100% on immigrant labor. There was not a person there that wasn't from Mexico. And they were driving pickups around the farm to do what you do around the farm, because these are thousands, I don't know, some were only 50 acres, some were 1,000. I didn't know if they were licensed or not, because they were on private property. But there was an issue with them going back to Mexico and coming here and going back. Because they were in San Diego, they wanted to go home at night. But it was so difficult to get through the border that they stayed. They just said, it takes 2 hours to go through the border, 2 hours to get back. It's crazy. So they stayed. I'm not sure if they had a legal valid driver's license or not, but the farms could not operate without them. Now, this is the information that I'm just trying to let everyone know. These farms will fail completely without that labor. And those laborers, I'm not sure if they were driving legally. Let's say they were. But did they have a visa? I'm not sure anymore, because they may have overstayed their work permits, and they have names for the different kinds of work permits. So under Alaska law, if we pass this, they could not get a driver's license because their visa would have already expired. And therefore, they would be driving illegally within the confines of the area where they're working. That is one of the consequences of this. And I still believe the law is correct, but just for information that some of these guys work them. They won't work unless you give them a 60-hour-a-week job. It's not worth their time. They'll go somewhere else and work. That's how hard and how willing they are to work. And it was a concept that just buried itself in my mind, that the farms will fail, the guys will be out of work, all because they couldn't get a driver's license, because they didn't have a visa that was valid. And so it gets interconnected down in Southern California. We don't have that here, but I thought it was maybe worth a comment. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
I'd like to report the weather in Southern California.
It was raining.
Warmer. Representative Wilson.
I don't know how hard it is. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I don't know how hard it is to get a visa for them, but I would imagine the government gives them a visa pretty easy to get out and work. But anyway, are you ready to move the bill?
I am, but first I think after Representative
Peterson. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Carl brought up a good point, the representative from the Valley, excuse me. We have workers coming to Alaska in the summertime to work temporary jobs, especially out in canneries. And in prior years, they had recruited a lot of college students for those jobs. But in more recent years, it's been more and more difficult to get college students to work the slime lines. Mm-hmm. And that's very understandable to me. But if we pass this bill, and I'm wondering if, I don't know if any of these temporary employees will call them need to drive as part of their work, but if they weren't, didn't have a specific visa, some of them may not be legal, would that cause hardship for some of the canneries here in Alaska?
Well, she probably doesn't represent the canneries.
No, I know. I'm just throwing that this out. Yeah.
Representative Wilson.
I have a cannery in my town. And so when they bring them in, most of them can't drive. anyway. They don't drive. And so the cannery usually transports them back and forth, or they walk. And they walk up, you know, in our little town. It's only half a mile from one end to the other. So they usually walk. And every once in a while, I see them with lots of groceries, you know. And so I'll give them a ride because I know they've got to walk, you know. So I think it's just the cannery takes care of them, you know, in my town. And so I don't think we have to worry about that so much. But in most of the towns, they're little coastal towns, and they don't really have very far to go. Yeah. And
did you have a comment?
I didn't mean to interrupt, though.
No, I believe she's done.
Okay. And Ms. Hennings, I'm not sure that you're the right person, but you happen to be there, unfortunately.
Unfortunately.
We'll see. I have several questions that you may be able to answer. I see that you're the only person signed up here. We don't have anybody here to testify as to the impact of this bill and the cost on the public safety judicial system here. Do you know how many people this will impact?
Through the chair, Representative Gruenberg, I do not.
It should, if fewer people can get driver's licenses, result potentially in a cost savings to your department, right?
Through the chair, Representative Gruenberg, if fewer people were to get licenses, it would be a very small savings to the DMV.
So you don't believe it would impact many people?
Through the chair, Representative Gruenberg, what I'm saying is the cost per card of issuing is very, very low. What I'm saying is the revenue that we gain from issuing a license or ID card would be minimal.
The department has not estimated how many people are likely to be affected per year by this.
Through the chair, Representative Gruenberg, no.
I think that's unfortunate because I know that a number of people will be impacted. We have no fiscal notes or impact statements from the municipal public safety folks, the police departments, the judicial system, the prosecutor's office, the defense office. Do you have any estimate of the costs on those agencies and those levels of government?
Through the chair, Representative Gruenberg, no, I do not have the fiscal impact of those agencies.
I believe the next stop for this bill is the Finance Committee. That might be an area for them to look at.
Well, the thing that I'm concerned about also is its impact on the judicial system here. And I'm thinking, you know, last week we had a bill that my friend from South Anchorage suggested go to judiciary. I know this bill in the past has gone to judiciary. I note that this year it's not going to judiciary. And I've got a feel that probably a judiciary referral is warranted, and I appreciate your jogging my memory on that last week. Also, if these people are getting cars now, do you have any idea what the impact will be on all the folks who are involved in the automobile industry and the gasoline industry, how much business they'll lose by this?
Also, the coffee stands where they don't get coffee on the way to work.
Well,
that could be an impact, too.
That's true. And actually, I was thinking if they can't go to work, how much of an impact will this be on public transportation? And I see I'm sitting next to the chair of the Transportation Committee, which I'm proud to serve on. I'm wondering if this bill deserves a transportation referral. Do you have any idea how much the impact will be on public transportation?
Before she answers, I think Johnson had it.
I think I know her answer, so you can go ahead.
Through the chair, Representative Gruenberg, I represent the DMV, and I'm here to speak to the impact on the DMV and its customers who walk into the doors of the DMV. Beyond that, I don't have any of the information that you're asking.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to put you on the spot.
You're not on the spot, really.
Okay. I appreciate your answer, but I think these are questions that need to be answered. Thank you.
Governor Johnson, do you have a comment?
Yes, sir. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Let's bear in mind we're talking about criminals here. These are people that are in the country illegally. They are criminals. If they are caught, they are deported. If they commit a crime, they fall into the system. If we're not talking about denying a person who is rightfully in this country the ability to drive, go to work, have a coffee stand, take public transport, anything we want. We are talking about people that are criminals. Just the mere presence in this country without legal documentation is a crime. So we're not talking about, you know, begging the representative to my left. We're not talking about migrant farm workers. We're talking about people who are violating the law, and we should not be complicit in that violation by issuing them a driver's license for 5 years. And Mr. Chairman, we can go down a rabbit trail. We can start trying to wrap this around any way we want. But let's bear in mind, we're talking about people that are here illegally, a burden on our social system, a burden on our transportation system, not paying taxes more than likely, no Social Security card more than likely. If they are driving, the chances of them having insurance is minimal. So we are talking about a criminal activity. Maybe it's not as egregious as some of the crimes that we deal with in judiciary, but it is a crime, and what we're talking about is denying them the ability to take that driver's license to another state and be able to function as a citizen illegally again, and us being complicit as a state of Alaska in that crime.
And Kevin Banks, I believe, wanted to say something, and then after that I'll entertain a motion to move the bill. Mr. Banks.
Mr. Chairman, Kevin Brooks.
I beg your pardon.
Deputy Wrong committee. It happens quite frequently.
Oil and gas.
Oil and gas.
Mr. Banks and
we'll
I.
Listen to him also.
As well. So, Mr. Chairman, just to the question raised by Representative Grunberg, and as a matter of process, when a bill is introduced, all state agencies do take a look at that bill. And as we interact with the governor's legislative liaison and the legislative director, they inquire of all agencies the impact of a piece of legislation upon their department. And so when HB 3 was in the pre-file batch, Department of Administration looked at that. I'll make a presumption that the Department of Public Safety, the court system, Department of Law all looked at the bill as well and determined that it didn't have a significant impact upon them. Now, I will also go on to say that I will check with them, with each of those agencies personally, as this before this bill gets to its next committee referral, and confirm with them that they did take an active look at the bill and ascertain that it wasn't going to have a significant impact upon their agencies.
Very good. I think that's very, very helpful. Representative Grunberg, then we're going to move on. Representative Grunberg.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Mr. Brooks, I'd appreciate your doing that. And I'd also appreciate your sending a copy of the bill and inquiring of its impact on local governments. Because if this is driving without a license, that may be prosecuted by the district attorney's office. It may be prosecuted by local city attorneys. And the impact will be not so much maybe on the state troopers, but on the Anchorage Police Department. I'm very concerned about the impact of this on my local government. This does not have a community and regional affairs referral either. That's at least three committees that have an interest in it: community and regional affairs, transportation, and judiciary. As my friend from South Anchorage just indicated, this is a crime. It will have quite an impact on the judicial system and on the referrals around here. And I'm not just making a difficult time for the bill. I don't happen to support it, but I do think it has to be thoroughly vetted around here, particularly at this time of declining revenues. So I would ask you, have you contacted or sought input from any of the local governments or the AML on this, the Alaska Municipal League, sir, through the chair?
Through the chair, Representative Grunberg. We have not, and it's not our usual process to do that. The AML has legislative representatives, as do the municipalities, and they all are looking at legislation, and it's really upon, you know, that responsibility resides with them to see what bills are coming before the legislature, how they impact their community, and respond to them accordingly.
Thank you.
And that's why we, of course, notice all of our bills that we hear in the legislature. Representative Wilson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I do want to make a comment that once word gets out that you have to have a legal presence in Alaska, I would say that we might have less problems. They will go to Washington or someplace else where they don't have to worry about that. So it's very possible that our judiciary system and that our courts and whatever, that there will be less of a problem that we have now. So having said that, I move that House Bill number 3, version A, move out of committee with individual recommendations and accompanying fiscal note.
May I object just to respond to that, please?
Sure.
You may.
And I wouldn't have said anything, but I think that does invite a response that my friend from Wrangell just said. And that is the fact that we have other states that have similar bills, as I understand it, on the books. I'm wondering if either witness at the table knows what impact that has had on the division of motor vehicles so far. Have we received any more applications because people couldn't get licenses in State X? Did they come up to Alaska and seek additional licenses here? Do either of you know?
Through the chair, Representative Gruenberg, we don't keep those type of statistics. All we would have is anecdotal evidence.
Thank you.
Okay. Reverend Johnson.
Mr. Chairman, thank you. We did hear a similar piece of legislation last year. I believe you were here when the previous director of DMV reported on a lady who flew up from New York, 2 days left on her driver's license. They were a state that required the communications, got a 5-year permit, and promptly got back on an airplane and left. So I do think that we have people coming to Alaska to take advantage of our lax laws and to extend their illegal stay in the United States.
Yes, and we do have a copy of that available for anybody to look at.
I'd like to know the impact of that on Alaska Airlines, how much additional revenue that brought.
I'm sure it's a positive number.
Okay. Do you remove your objection?
Oh, I remove my objection to the consideration of the motion to move the bill. I am going to object to the movement of the bill and ask for a roll call vote, but I have no objection to the vote.
Well,
what?
We would keep the objection. If we're going to have a roll call vote, you need to keep the objection. Otherwise, there's no sense to have
I'm
a
sorry.
Call
I thought
vote.
I thought you were asking right. if I don't object to taking a roll call vote. Let's take the vote.
Okay. Call the roll, please.
And this is, Mr. Chairman, just for clarification, this is to move the bill out of committee?
Yes.
With individual
recommendations. With individual recommendations, whatever they are.
Yeah. Representative Seaton, not present. Representative Wilson?
Yes.
Representative Gatto?
Yes.
Representative Johnson?
Yes.
Representative Gruenberg?
No.
Representative Peterson?
No.
Chair Lynn?
Yes.
4 yea, 2 nay.
Yeah. I thank you very much. And we are trying to put the schedule together for the next meeting. We don't have it yet, but I'll try to get information to the committee as soon as we can. Because, what we're going to be hearing Tuesday.
You have to get in by 4 today, do you?
What's that?
You have to get in by 4 today.
By 4 o'clock today, yes. Does anybody on the committee have any bills that refer to State Affairs Committee that they'd like to hear? You do?
Yes. And maybe we could chat.
Yeah. Well, if you do, please get to my office as soon as you can. And if any other, no other bill to come before the committee, I'd like to thank you for your consideration of this bill. And we're